The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, February the 26th, and it starts this week. What? The True False Film Festival. And we have the director of the True False Film Festival with us today, David Wilson. Good to have you here.
It's great to be
David.
Here.
This is your 10th year?
That's right. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Before we came on, you said it's hard to believe that you made it through 10 years.
I know. The first few years was pretty seat of our pants, but now it's actually like a real festival.
So how did the True False Film Festival come to be in Columbia?
Well, along with Paul Sturtz, who's my co-director, we had started the Ragtag Film Series, and that series became the Ragtag Cinema. And we'd actually always said to ourselves, we'll never do a festival. There are too many festivals out there in the world. The world doesn't need another festival. We can do a really great thing for Columbia just by having the cinema and having this theater.
When did Ragtag start?
98 was the beginning of the film series, and 2000 was the beginning of the theater.
Okay.
But a few years in, we realized that we had a great downtown sort of footprint. We had Ragtag, which at the time was still on 10th Street, a little small one-screen theater. We had the Blue Note, where we'd first started out, which is about a 400-seat, when you turn it into a theater. And then we had the Missouri Theater, which is this great, grand old movie palace, 1,200 seats, really beautiful. At the time, kind of crumbling. Now it's been fixed up. And we thought, that's a pretty neat footprint for a festival. And so we started talking, and we started scheming. And we realized that at that moment, which was 2003, 2004, we realized that the world maybe could use a festival dedicated to documentary films. And specifically dedicated to the kind of documentary films that we were really excited about. Right in that moment, we saw films coming out, films like Spellbound, which is about the spelling bee, Winged Migration, about bird migration. We saw a film called Capturing the Freedmans. We saw these movies that were coming out that, you'd want to go see in a theater, and then you'd want to talk to people afterwards. And if you could talk to someone who was involved with it, well, so much the better. And that seemed like a good idea for a festival. That seemed like something we could take and spin into a whole weekend to really celebrate this kind of very cinematic nonfiction filmmaking.
How did the name True False come to be?
Well, we started talking about what this fest might be, and we knew it was going to be mostly about documentaries, and lots of documentary festivals had sort of cute or clever names about, it's all true or true lies or whatever. But we thought maybe there's something interesting in foregrounding this idea that all the movies we watch, whether it's Harry Potter or a Michael Moore film or the nightly news, those are all subjective forms of entertainment, and they all have some amount of true in them and some amount of false in them, and we need to kind of on ourselves as viewers be able to sort of parse that a little bit. So we thought we liked the idea of sort of saying, well, true and false, and the festival is about thinking about this whole picture.
True False Film Festival. That's how it came to be. So what have you got for the 10th anniversary?
Well, we're pretty excited. It's first off, on Friday evening at 5:15, if you're downtown, and if you're not, you want to plan to be downtown, we're doing our annual March.
Okay, that's this coming Friday evening.
This coming Friday evening.
At what time?
At 5:15 p.m.
5:15, the March?
March.
March.
Oh, that's right.
That's because it's the first day of March.
Exactly.
Okay, and it's a March.
And it comes right down 9th Street, starts up around the Blue Note, comes down to the Missouri Theater. It's a participatory parade. Anybody can come. Anybody can dress up. No commercial messages, but beyond that, do whatever you want. We'll have marching bands. We'll have a circus punk marching band from Chicago coming down. It's going to be a huge parade.
Can you just come down and march in the parade if you don't want to do anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just come down and march.
Okay. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's fun for all ages, whole families. It doesn't even matter if you like documentary films. It's a chance to come down and enjoy
the parade. So that's at 5:15 this coming Friday.
That's right.
That kicks the whole thing off.
That's right.
Then what happens?
Well, a couple of our big films this year I want to highlight. One, each year we do something called the True Life Fund, and we raise money for the subjects of a film. So a lot of times you watch a documentary and you're so inspired either by what somebody's doing or their lives, and you think, I wish I could just give. I wish I could help out in some way. And that's what this fund exists to do. And so this year we're funding a film called Which Way is the Front Line from Here? The Life and Time of Tim Hetherington. Tim Hetherington was a war reporter. He was a photojournalist. He made a movie called Restrepo that was at the festival in 2010. But in 2011, while covering conflict in Libya, the revolution in Libya, he was hit by some shrapnel and killed. And this film is a celebration of his life. It's a memorial to Tim. And it's really an exploration of what it is that drives these people to put themselves in harm's way just to witness, just to tell the stories and bring the stories back to us.
And there are many people like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, being in Colombia, there's lots of journalists, lots of people who know people who are out there in the world in these conflict zones.
What else?
Another film that I'm personally just really excited about is called Cutie and the Boxer. This isn't a big issue documentary. This is a very small portrait documentary about an elderly Japanese-American couple. They live in New York. They're both artists. She sort of paints and draws this figure that she calls Cutie, and he makes action paintings in which he puts big sponges on boxing gloves and dips them in paint and then punches a canvas. And he makes these kind of crazy splatter paintings with this. But the movie is really a love story. It's about an elderly couple who fight all the time, who bicker, who've had their differences, who've had ups and downs in their life. But in the end, they're really deeply in love with each other. It's a beautiful film. It's really well made. It's called Cutie and the Boxer.
Okay. So those are two of the top.
Two of the top.
How many films will be screened?
We'll have 36 different features, so feature-length films, plus three programs of shorts. So there's something really for everybody.
Okay, and it will be where?
It takes place all over downtown. We use the Ragtag. We use the Blue Note, the Missouri Theater. Last year, we added Jesse Hall, and we'll be doing that again this year, which is a pretty amazing thing to see.
So you're doing it at Jesse, you're doing it at the Missouri Theater, Blue Note, and Ragtag.
Not to mention the Globe Theater at the First Presbyterian Church, the Picture House at the United Methodist Church, and the Forest Theater at the Tiger Hotel.
Where can people go to get information?
It's so many venues.
Really? This is almost like first night.
So,
where can people go to get all the information of where they want to go?
Sure, truefalse.org.
Go to truefalse.org, www.truefalse.org.
Yep.
Okay.
All the information is there. You can get it's too late to get a pass, but you can get an individual ticket by coming down to our box office, which is located in the old Pasta Factory building. Mm-hmm. There at the corner of Hitt and Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? You can even just, if you just want to see a movie, walk up to the door of the Missouri Theater or Jesse during the course of the weekend, show up an hour early, and you'll get to see a movie.
Okay.
It's that easy.
All right. It starts this Friday with the March at 5:15. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. True False Film Festival. David Wilson, thank you so much for coming by.
Always a pleasure.
And best of luck with it this weekend. Okay, Wednesday, tomorrow, we've got MU Healthcare on and Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for listening. See you. Bye-bye.